Shakespeare is coming to the Shore from this Sunday until next Sunday with the performance of Twelfth Night. On a large farm in Berlin, horses trot along a gravel driveway, a pond glistens underneath the hot sun, and a group of actors run around a tall wooden backdrop. They're practicing on a grassy hill now, but will soon be taking the stage on sand. Kyler Tostin, who is founder of the Brown Box Theater Project, directs and acts in the play. He says that Ocean City and its shoreline serves as the perfect backdrop for a performance.
This play starts with a shipwreck on the beach, and so what's better than to use the beach right here? Everyone's barefoot and on the ground, depending on what the footing is, and we'll just have the audience out surrounding it, and everyone will bring their own chair, blankets, picnic, whatever they want to do, and camp out and see a Shakespeare play.
Brown Box's rehearsal space is as unique as a group of thespians reciting Shakespeare in a park, church, and on the beach. But that is the vision of Berlin native Kyler Tostin.
Well, as a local from the area, the company Brown Box, we've been bringing most of our productions down from New York or Boston down to Maryland to have a secondary audience. And it's been we've just gotten such a great response that I wanted to also expand what we do here on the Eastern Shore as well. It was kind of a dual idea here for me, was to go from not only to give back to the community by giving a free performance of Shakespeare, which is pushing the envelope a little bit, I think.
The 16 cast members drove from Boston in a caravan of cars and buses. The play features characters including a drunkard, a cross-dresser, and a pirate. The actors come from all over, California, New York, Connecticut, Mexico, but they said they have all grown quite fond of the shore. Actors Chelsea Schmidt from California, Scarlett Redmond from New Jersey, and Nathaniel Taylor from New York.
We also get to explore this incredible part of the country that I've never really gotten to live in before. It's amazing. I mean, we're all city folk.
A lot of us are living 3 blocks from the ocean, which is incredible.
At night, we decide to go to the beach, and it's a great experience because we go to the beach in Boston, and it's like 40-degree water with no waves. And here, it's like 60 to 80-degree water with very nice waves, and it's a great experience. I wish we could stay here a little bit longer.
Among the places for a theater troupe to visit, one wouldn't think that the Eastern Shore is an ideal place. But production manager Lauren Schumacher says quite the opposite.
People have been just so generous in a way that they aren't in Boston, you know? Because cities like Boston and New York, they're saturated with theater. It feels so nice to be a big fish in a small pond for a change, and the locals are all just really nice people.
Set designer Corey Rodriguez said that the set, which he built, has been in the works for 7 months. He said he hopes that the unusual structure of wood, netting, and props on the beach will draw crowds.
It came out well, and I think it looks great, and it's going to, I think, impress a lot of people seeing it in the ocean and on a beach.
The language and storyline, which is uniquely Shakespeare, might attract some people looking for a unique Ocean City experience. Kyler Tostin.
Some people would say it's inaccessible due to the language, but I think it's more accessible, and it's something that we can all understand in this type of story, and it's a great way, a great avenue to bring more people together, a different, diverse community in together, and see something that I think is accessible for young people, old people, everyone in between.
Twelfth Night is a rollicking, romantic comedy, all of which can be heard in this scene.
You must confine yourself within the modest limits of order.
Confine? I'll confine myself no finer than I am. These clothes are good enough to drink in, and so be these boots, too. And they be nuts? Why, let them hang themselves in their own straps.
That coughing and drinking will undo you. Ah.
With unusual locations, a creative vision, and even a sword fight.
You stop!
Brown Box Theater's 12th Night increases the visibility of arts on the shore. This is Jamila Kremple for Delmarva Public Radio.